Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we got a jam-packed show today, a lot to talk about, but our first guest, who is a very busy man for obvious reasons and really doesn't need an introduction, but if you have been maybe on vacation or something for the last four decades, Governor Mike Huckabee is the host of the TV show Huckabee, which is on TBN now, Fox News contributor, New York Times best-selling author, like 12 books and counting, 44th governor of Arkansas, ran for president, as most of you know, in 08 and 2016, an avid musician since the age of 11. He's a pretty good bass player to boot, and the former governor and his wife Janet have three grown children. One of them would include a White House press secretary, in case you didn't know that, and six grandchildren. Governor Huckabee, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me on. You know, now my biography is pretty simple. It's just Sarah's dad. That's how I know.
Yes, you aren't the first father in the history of the world to be supplanted by one of your kids.
No, but no parent is ever jealous of his or her child's success. So very proud of Sarah. She's a good kid, tough as nails, and she gives as good as she gets, and I'm proud of her for that.
Oh, absolutely. I think all of us are. It's really amazing to watch. It's got to be one of the toughest jobs in America, and she's doing a wonderful job of it. And we're excited to have you. You're coming to Raleigh in a couple weeks. Gateway is a pregnancy and sexual health resource center. Incredible organization. Friends of mine. I'll actually be the MC that night, so I'll get to introduce you again. But we're excited that you're coming. It's turning out, Governor Huckabee, to be their biggest event ever. They've got like 630 people coming. Obviously, we've got, you know, you're coming, that's a big deal, but the climate that we're in all of a sudden in the last 6 months on the issue of abortion and everything that's gone on from what we saw in the Senate, what we've seen in New York, is this a shock to you how far, and all the candidates coming out, they're all for abortion all the way up until the moment of birth or even after that. It's really a dark day in America. Is this a shock to you at all, or did you kind of see this coming?
I didn't see us getting this far off the rails. I mean, I could tell that the left was going increasingly toward the position of any abortion any time. But what's new, something that has never been before, is this notion that even if a child survives the abortion, that it's okay to take this now separated from its mother child and go ahead and kill it, because that was the intent anyway. I'm just appalled. But I'm also encouraged. There's some good signs going on. One, the president has taken a very strong, unapologetic position for life. And number two, we're seeing some things at the state level, like what happened in Alabama. A young man has sued the state and an abortion clinic for taking the life of his child. Now, this is an interesting twist. It's always been said that this is about the mother and her baby, but nobody ever mentions that baby had to have a father. So this is a father, and he's arguing the point that I've been arguing for years, where this whole issue should go. And it's not about Roe v. Wade. That really isn't the big issue. The issue is the personhood of the unborn child.
Yeah, that's right.
The fact that at the moment of conception, this is a human being. And that's the argument that's being made. I predict this case could bubble up all the way to the Supreme Court. And if it's ever decided that the unborn child is a person, and how could they biologically argue otherwise?
That's right.
Then you invoke the 5th and 14th Amendments, which guarantee that a person is protected in life and liberty unless there's due process, which in an abortion there is not, and you virtually end abortion based on the Constitution rather than simply an interpretation of the privacy laws that Roe v. Wade was based on.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've had a chance to see the movie Unplanned yet. We just finished our third hosting pre-screenings here in North Carolina across the state, mostly with pastors. But it's kind of like the Emmett Till story, where Emmett Till's mom opened the casket on racism. Unplanned does that. I think we have an unprecedented opportunity. You mentioned that case. You've got the case in Kentucky where the federal judge for a second time blocks their abortion law. We are in a season right now of a pro-life movement and pro-life opportunity that I haven't seen in my lifetime, Governor. I don't know if you've seen it this ripe for a fall in yours.
You know, Steve, one of the things that I'm so grateful for, organizations like Gateway, often the pro-life movement is criticized. Well, only you care about the baby as long as it's in the womb. You don't care about what happens afterwards. And organizations like Gateway prove that is simply not true. They care about the baby, but they also care about the birth mother. They realize that in every abortion, there are two victims. One is obviously the baby, but the other is the mother. And they also understand that when that baby is born, because the mother made a right choice and a good choice and a life choice, that there's still need to help that mother in those early days of taking care of that baby. So I think it's time to celebrate organizations like Gateway. It's also time for us to recognize the incredible power of just biology and science. Best friend we have in the pro-life movement today is science.
That's right.
The best tool we have is the ultrasound that has transformed many people's attitudes, because you can't look at an ultrasound, even of a 13, 14-week-old baby, and say, yeah, it's just a clump of cells. I don't see anything there that looks like a human being. You just can't do that anymore. And thank God for science and what it's brought to the table.
Absolutely right. I love using that because the pro man-made global warming crowd would like to call folks like you and folks like me, Governor Huckabee, science deniers. That's exactly what they are on the life issue. And it's great to turn that around on them because science is obviously on our side.
Very much on our side. And I think it's important that every person recognize that the issue of sanctity of life is not a political issue.
Amen.
I know right now people say, well, the Republicans are pro-life, the Democrats are pro-abortion. But that's really oversimplifying it. This is a defining issue. There is an organization, by the way, Democrats for Life. I had the chairman of that organization on my television show last week. So not every Democrat is pro-abortion, but the party has become more so. Not every Republican is pro-life, but I wish they were.
Yeah.
But I like to say that this is not an issue of left and right. It's an issue of up and down. It's whether or not we're going to survive as a civilization. Because when we think it is okay to sacrifice the unborn for our own selfish purposes, then we're not just like the Canaanites of ancient days who committed child sacrifice. We're actually worse because they did it out of a superstitious act of religion. It was foolish, but they truly believed that it was something to please the gods. We're not doing it to please gods. We're not doing it because we think it's an act of religious sacrifice. In our culture, abortion, the killing of the child, is simply done because of convenience or economic desire.
Yeah.
And that makes us even less civilized in our treatment of unborn babies.
What a great point, Governor Mike Huckabee. I know you got to run. We're excited to see you here in Raleigh in 2 weeks. I'm honored to be able to introduce you. Thanks so much for calling in. Thank you for your voice for the unborn and all the issues, especially as a fellow brother in Christ. We really appreciate you. God bless you, sir. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Steve. Look forward to being with you and with the Gateway folks.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Governor. Okay, friends, we'll be right back with Daryl Lefevre of Unplanned. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. It was great to hear from Governor Mike Huckabee. He'll be here in Raleigh, North Carolina, a couple weeks at the Gateway Banquet. Just another incredible thing that God is doing out there in the fight for life. And, of course, the number one topic that we've been on for about a month now. And if you say, Steve, are you going to talk about Unplanned again? Yes. I am. I'm going to talk about it today. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow and Sunday. We'll have guests from the Unplanned movie on every day next week and probably do the entire show on Friday next week on Unplanned, the day that it opens nationwide, Friday, March 29th. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. I believe we all say this. This is like I do this with people in the country that say, yeah, I'm a Christian. And I'll say, okay, well, let me ask you a little bit of an awkward follow-up question. Why do you consider yourself a Christian? Then you'll get to the gospel on that one. So when people say, yeah, I'm pro-life, and I'll simply say, okay, prove it. Like, what do you do that besides say you're pro-life? Because every Christ follower I know says, and I believe, that they're pro-life. But the question is, what are you doing with that? You show me your faith by what you say, I'll show you my faith by what I do, James said, right? And so what one thing you can do, super easy, although it's not an easy experience. We just did our third pre-screening last night in the Greensboro, Winston-Salem area. Actually, Robia Scott, who's the head honcho heavy in the movie from Planned Parenthood, flew in for that. That was awesome. And everybody hates her character. So when I introduced her last night, I started off by saying, how many of you really dislike the Planned Parenthood lady? And all these hands go up, kind of everybody's laughing. I said, okay, let's pretend God's not listening. How many of you hated that lady? And then they're all laughing, hands are up all over the place. And then I said, okay, well, you can explain that to her yourself face-to-face because that's her name is Robia Scott, and she's here. So she walked up. It was hilarious. But one of the people involved, and really one of the people why I knew about Unplanned in the first place and was able to go out and be on set, and our buddy Daryl Lefevre is with me, one of the producers of Unplanned, and our friend Joe Knopp. I've known these guys for several years. And Joe told me before, I don't know, maybe you told me, Daryl. Sorry, Steve, you know that little scene you were in the courthouse steps didn't make the cut, but then yet there's the back of my head. So when I took a picture with Robia last night for somebody, she spun me around and said, there, now they'll recognize you. that was like, I don't normally get roasted like that publicly. I'm pretty quick on my feet, but she left me speechless on that one. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Daryl. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me. This is amazing. You've been an awesome support of this film ever since being on set a year ago. You've been a support for us.
And, yeah, absolutely.
I remember the day we released the trailer was the first time we went on your show back in D.C. last fall.
That's right. So, yeah, yep, we've done amazing. It a few times, and we've been doing it regularly every week for the last 6 weeks. We've had different people from the film on, and which has just been a huge blessing. People are excited. I've watched about 500 people this week watch the pre-screening. A lot of pastors and pro-life leaders. They're all incredibly broken, but also incredibly encouraged, and people are finding healing and closure. Post-abortive people that have never shared publicly have literally stood up in some of these screenings this week and shared, and it's really been remarkable to watch God using this and what's going to happen starting next Friday, March 29th, nationwide. But Daryl, you've been in the business for a long time. You've been in the industry since 96. I mean, for you guys that don't know Daryl, Unplanned, I Can Only Imagine, Samson Woodlawn, Faith of Our Fathers, Mom's Night Out, The Lost Medallion, Amazing Love. I mean, he's been involved as a producer in many things and in the industry for a while. Have you ever seen anything like this in all of your experience, all of your years, Daryl?
No, I haven't. And the people that are PR folks that helping us out with all the different segments of the audience are saying the same thing. They're just like, this is incredible. Because even PureFlix is the distributor of the film, and the placer, the guy over at PureFlix that places the film in the 1,000 theaters nationwide, he said this is the most fun he's ever had at his job because everybody wants the movie.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Did you, what was your, I mean, coming into this with, you know, 20 years of experience, coming into this, what was your first reaction when you knew that Carrie and Chuck were going to make this movie and this was actually going to happen? And we know Robia reminded everybody else last night that they held on to it. They've had it for 6 years and God just kept saying no, 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 because the timing now, I had Governor Huckabee on in the last segment. The timing is remarkable. It's obviously God ordained with everything that's happened in the country around the issue of abortion in the last 4 months. But what was it like for you from the get-go to know you're walking into this hot-button issue?
Well, for me, it was really just an attraction to an amazing repentance story. You know, it's a story about a woman that couldn't have been more pro-choice, right? And even if you translate that into some other walk of life, but she not only was she a Planned Parenthood clinic director, but she was on the radio. She was, you know, espousing the benefits of Planned Parenthood and how, you know, women's right to choose and everything. And to make an about face, I mean, that's a true story. That's an amazing, compelling story. So when you put that on top of the fact that it's a pro-life journey and obviously a pro-life message, but yet it's the story has, you know, both sides, you know, I mean, Abby's story, we were just talking the other day, you couldn't write a more perfect story. You know, Abby has two abortions of her own. So we're not villainizing the woman. We're not, you know, yeah. she is our protagonist of the film. We're not going to make a villain out of her. She made a choice and now she had to repent of that choice and move on with her life and find hope and forgiveness. So, you couldn't create a better story to really cover all the issues that surround, abortion.
No, that's exactly right. And one of the things that a lot of people have been saying that they really appreciated is it doesn't, you know, both sides of the political aisle, both sides of the culture war issues, we tend to demonize each other. And whereas the Cheryl, who's played by Robia Scott, is really tough, pretty nasty as the director and then eventually a higher up at Planned Parenthood, is accurate based on the organization. But even the people there, you have a heart for them. They laugh. They can be friendly towards one another. And so you guys did a great job of not taking the easy road of dehumanizing dehumanizing the people on that side of the issue. But what's been some of the, if you could run a thread through all the different screenings that you've been to and you saw some consistency of reaction, what's been some of the common reaction that you've run into?
Well, one is the people need to see this. You know, I mean, I know the R rating even still has some people concerned, but the first day we knew that we received the R rating from the MPAA, I was doing a screening in Dallas, Texas, and at the end, you know, all these people are saying, you know, it's a powerful movie, these scenes are really important, and then we shared, you know, they had an R rating, and there was this older couple, probably in their 80s, that walked up to me, and the wife kind of pointed her finger at me, and I was like, oh no, you know, what's coming, you know, what's she going to say? And she pointed her finger at me, and she said, don't you dare change one scene in that film. Mm. People need to know the truth. And she really, that's been echoed 1,000 times. I mean, that's been the response. I mean, people go in with it, into it with a little bit of trepidation because they're afraid of the R rating stuff. But after they see the movie, it's unanimous. Don't change anything. People need to know what's happening. And the only way you can see it is by seeing the truth. And we don't know any other way to tell the truth other than to show what we show in the film. And it's certainly not, I don't think it's, you know, gruesome or gratuitous or horrific or anything like that. It is violent and intense because it's an abortion.
Yeah, that's right. As you watch that happen in an ultrasound type setting, you're not staring down in between the legs of this woman. You're looking at an ultrasound, which is what Abby dealt with when she was in there, and then watching her have to deal with that, which she mentioned in the movie, complicit in the murder of 22,000 children, and how could God possibly forgive anybody for that? And her husband at the time in the movie said, you know, because he's God, and so there's a great redemptive aspect to that. Do you have a couple extra minutes, Daryl, if I hold you through the break?
Sure.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna get a couple more questions for you. We're talking to Daryl Lefever, one of the producers of Unplanned, which opens nationwide on Friday, March 29th. We have to get out. This is a dereliction of duty issue. We have to get out and support it next weekend. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about one of our favorite topics and one of the most important topics we can talk about right now. And generally, of course, as always on this show, makes a regular appearance, the issue of life as it should, not just as a born-again Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, a biblical Christian, a committed Christian, but as an American. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the Constitution guarantees any human being in America the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, unless you're in your mama's womb, and then we can just kill you out of convenience. And so this is a massive issue that we need to stay plugged into. And the movie Unplanned does a great job of taking you into the abortion clinic. That's why it's rated R, because abortion is, wait for it, hello, McFly, anybody home, abortion is violent. And it's not gratuitous, it's not gross, but it's difficult. It's heavy. Sitting in all three screenings this week, people were weeping. It's difficult, but that's the reality. So we can either stay in the church and sing louder and ignore it when the boxcars full of babies are going by, i.e., a la Germany, 1943, or we can come out of the church, face reality, and get involved. And I know I would be willing to guess that 95% of you listening to my voice right now would say you're pro-life. Praise the Lord for that. But the question is, what are you doing besides the statement? What are you doing besides that? Praying, minimal. Okay, that's the minimum acceptable position, that you pray for an end to abortion. You pray for post-abortive women. You pray for abortion clinic workers to come out like Abby Johnson did. You pray for this movie Unplanned. But what else? Do you support a crisis pregnancy center? Have you ever stood outside of an abortion clinic? Here in North Carolina, Love Life or 40 Days for Life and all these different sidewalk counselors and advocates for life. There's all kinds of ways. If you've never spent any time in front of an abortion clinic, that needs to be your next mission trip. Forget going overseas. You need to go stand in front of a clinic. You need to embrace the truth. Because the church is largely to blame, because we have done almost as a whole next to nothing. So that's why it's so important that we continue to talk about this. We're talking to Daryl Lefever, one of the producers of Unplanned. Again, Daryl, I know how crazy your schedule must be. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you again. I'll come on anytime, Steve.
Amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And we'll definitely try to get you back on next week. So how are you guys feeling in terms of upcoming weekend? And please explain to everybody why next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are so critical for the success and the future of this movie.
Well, opening weekend is really what determines everything. It even affects the film all the way through DVD and foreign and everything, because opening weekend determines how many theaters are going to keep it for the second weekend. It determines what screens it gets shown in, whether it's the screen that has, you know, 45 seats or the screen that has 150 seats. It determines what times it's going to get the next weekend, you know, if it gets the 4:30 showing and the 11:30 showing, or if it gets the, you know, the 7 o'clock showing.
Yeah.
It determines all those things. So all the theater buyers, the theater owners, you know, they want to sell tickets. So if they see that a film is doing well, then they keep it in. They keep it at the right times. They keep it in the big theaters. And it just keeps on going. So it's incredibly important.
Yeah, and that's that. People go, well, I'll miss the crowds and go the next week. You're shooting the whole thing in the foot because we have to show up that weekend. And the great thing about doing this, we all go, most of us go see movies anyway. This is being able to go see a movie, but with a purpose. You know, it's a missional thing when you drive there, when you sit there, when you experience it, and when you leave. And that's why it's such an easy way to engage and be a part of it. And I think one of the things I've seen, Daryl, and at the screenings you've seen, I've seen people clamoring for, okay, now I know I need to do something. One of the pastors this week that was a host, I had a conversation with him after the case and after the movie, and he had never really done anything as a church before, and he was quite honest with me about his feelings and said, listen, you know, I wimped out, but now that I've seen this, I'm not going to do that anymore. And it was the movie that God used to move this particular pastor from the sidelines to the front lines. And that's just a huge thing. But that's what I keep running into. People are like, what can I do?
Yeah, people really become ambassadors for us. And we have an unbelievable number of pre-bought out theaters before opening day. It's up in the neighborhood of over 125,000 to 150,000 people are going to see this movie before it even comes into theaters.
That's amazing.
Not before opening day, but before opening day. So it's in theaters, but before technically opening day next Friday.
Yeah, we have several crisis pregnancy centers here in town doing that next week.
Right. Yeah, and so all those people, so far, everybody we've shown it to has become an ambassador for the film. They want to go tell everybody they know, put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, you know, tweet about it, that you have to go see this movie. So we're excited to see what that brings about when all these people see it next week.
Yeah, amen. So are you guys going so far as do we have a number that we're praying for the opening weekend, or is that like a bad bombing, bad omen kind of thing to do?
No, I don't know if I think about it as a bad omen, but people ask that question a lot, and I've been doing this too long to throw out a number, but we are certainly encouraged. Like, I'm very cautiously optimistic, I would say, that it's going to be a good weekend. I mean, just the response, like you said, the response from the screenings and the way people want to share about this film. And, and what you were saying earlier too about it touching people and really feeling the ability to talk about something that they've done in the past and talk about. We've had many women walk up to us and say they've never told anyone but their husband that they've had an abortion in the past, and they've lived with that shame. And after watching this movie, they'll feel free to actually come out from underneath that shame, you know, and talk about it. And that's a bonus that, you know, lifting shame off people is a bonus that, you know, we didn't even know was necessarily going to happen when we were writing the script. So.
Yeah, I think a lot of people assume this is just, you know, pro-life message, anti-Planned Parenthood. But it is. There's such a redemptive message in terms of healing from it. There's hope that you can find healing from it. I would throw in there, I mentioned this last night, the prodigal son or daughter aspect, because this is a Christian couple whose daughter becomes a Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year. I mean, holy cow, how dark can it get as a parent when your child is complicit in the murder of 22,000 babies for profit? And so there's so many different redemptive angles on this. It's just beautiful to see God using it. We're excited. We'll keep talking about it. We'll get out there and do our part next week. And Daryl Lefevre, thanks for calling, buddy. God bless you. Thank you for all your obedience over all these years, but especially on this one. It's just been an honor to be a part of it and to put my shoulder to the same yoke with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. We so appreciate what you just keep on talking about it. It's
absolutely
amazing to hear.
you can count on that. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's dive. Let's put away the nice guy thing. Okay, so K-Love. All right, I saw this earlier today at Abby Johnson. Somebody sent me a note. I looked on Abby Johnson's page. This is who the movie's about. Unplanned was the book. She was the clinic worker that came out, and now the movie. So K-Love refused to play ads. They refuse to play ads, saying it's too political. I haven't been able to find the dirty details from K-Love, but K-Love, the number one Christian music, you know, powerful and encouraging, or whatever they say, whatever their phrase is. We've listened to it for years. We supported it for years, okay? So K-Love refuses to play ads for Unplanned because it's too political, okay? too political. K-Love, the largest Christian radio network in the country, most likely in the world, refuses to play ads for Unplanned, saying it's too political. I just have one question for you. What do you make of that? What do you think about that? How does that hit you? What's your reaction to K-Love? 866-348-7884. If you call in and you chime in, this will get back to them. I'll give you the email address, and I'll give you the phone numbers, too. But that's the deal. So you need to react. I'm not telling you to be ugly and nasty and off the hinges, but a little righteous indignation, absolutely. This is the number one Christian music station in the country saying abortion is too political to talk about, because it's obviously manifest in the political realm, but its nature, like Governor Huckabee said, it's not a right-left thing, it's an up-down thing. It's a moral, immoral thing, ethical, biblical. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please chime in, because K-Love needs to hear us talking about this on the radio. So hopefully they might repent publicly and do the right thing. 866-348-7884. What do you think about K-Love refusing to play these Unplanned ads because it's too political for them? A Christian radio station. A series of stations. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Make your voice heard. If they don't hear from us, they just get away with it. They just keep going. That's the deal. If we don't speak up, these things keep going. And this is about us cleaning our own house. Okay, we're not attacking Target, some secular business, for not saying Merry Christmas, which I now see as ridiculous. But this isn't a secular business. It's K-Love. The number one Christian radio network in America refusing to play ads for Unplanned because they say it's too political. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. What do you say to K-Love about that? What's your reaction? My phone line should be lighting up right now. You should have a reaction to this, and they need to hear from us. And I'll give you the phone numbers and stuff in the last segment, but I want to know from you right now, how are you perceiving this? What do you think about K-Love refusing to run these ads? Let's go to Steve, who's calling in right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Steve, thanks for calling. You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm deeply disappointed in K-Love. They call themselves a Christian station, and they really should take a stand for this, because there's no question that this is murder, and to expose it like this is an opportunity that Christians need to take advantage of. So I'm just extremely disappointed in K-Love, and will certainly express my disappointment to them.
Amen. Steve, thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. And I'm going to give you those phone numbers here in a minute. You can just go to K-Love, go to K-Love.com to their contact page, and you can light them up there. I called their comments thing, and I called their prayer line and told them they need to pray for themselves and their leadership. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
Okay, they wouldn't play this on K-Love. They're not going to play the Foo Fighters, which I understand, because the Foo Fighters, hard rock band, right? Not a Christian band. So why would that be on K-Love? I'm with you there, K-Love. Amen. I agree with that. I get it. It's fine. But you're a Christian series of radio stations, right? All across the nation, all about family, positive, encouraging family radio. But then they choose not to play ads for Unplanned because it's too political. It manifests itself in the political realm. Of course, this is the United States of America. It manifests itself in the political realm, but it is not a political issue. We're not talking about abortion, K-Love. We're not pushing the Unplanned movie because of politics. We're pushing it because of the God we say we all serve. The God you say you serve. Christianity, Christ, the Bible, His Word, life, Imago Dei, the image of God. This is not a political issue for a Christian. It's a deeply moral, biblical God issue. And so for them to flake out on it because it's too political is reprehensible. So here's what I want you to do. You can blow off the rest of the show. That's fine with me. If you're going to pick up the phone right now, call 1-800-877-5600. 1-800-877-5600. That's their comment line. 800-877-5600. Ignore me. Call them. And just tell them you're deeply disappointed and shocked that they would not support a pro-life movie. That they are the Christian, premier Christian radio network in the country. Music, I get it. But how can a Christian not take a stand for life? Billy Graham said it once. They used to sell this T-shirt. I don't know if they still do at the Museum of the Bible. Billy Graham said the Bible will always be the center of controversy. You're a Christian. You signed up for it. You got drafted into the army. And this is a war that's been ongoing for a couple thousand years and will end when Jesus comes back. In the meantime, you're in it. This is not a walk in the rose garden. We're not tiptoeing through the tulips. You're looking for your best life now? Drop Christ. 800-877-5600 is the comment line for K-Love. 800-877-5600. Do not be rude. Don't compromise your witness, but be firm and be strong and call them out because they need it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lori, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. I lost Lori. Let's jump over to Dale, Pleasant Garden, North Carolina. Dale, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. You mentioned about K-Love being one of the largest Christian stations listened to, and I think that's probably where the part of the problem is coming from. You know, when you get so big, and of course the listeners probably turn out to be, you know, money for the organization and the business that they're running, and so. Basically, you know, when you get big like that, you have to make a choice in some situations like this. And it's sad to see K-Love saying, okay, our money and our organization is more important. We don't want to offend any of our listeners over the life of a child.
Yeah, and their listeners support it. I mean, it's Christian Christ Radio, and Christ himself said you can't serve God and mammon. It's one or the other.
Right.
Yeah, great point.
And that's sad, but it happens.
Yeah. Dale, thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump over. Now I think we have Steve back from Moxville, North Carolina. We got all our North Carolina friends today. Steve, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You asked if your phone bank should be lighting up. Is it lighting up?
They did. Yep. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's very disappointing about K-Love, and as soon as I get off with you, I'm definitely going to call him.
I was disappointed. I wasn't shocked because, like our last caller said, like Dale said, the bigger you get, the more afraid they become of the people because they're largely listener-supported. And gosh, if we offend anybody, we might not have enough money, which is counting on man instead of God. And big churches have the same problem. It's really disappointing and shocking, really pathetic.
Yeah. Well, it is. And I guess it's just a sign of our times, but
we need
to be on our knees praying.
Amen. That's right. Steve,
sir,
thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate
you
listening.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 866-348-7884. K-Love needs to know we care. They need to know we're not going to be apathetic. We've been apathetic since 1973, largely as a church. We've got 60 million dead babies to show for it. Our streets run over sewers with the blood of the unborn, okay? 60 million since 1973. We did a showing last night here in North Carolina in a little part of town called, it's Kernersville. It's out between Winston-Salem and Greensboro. And if you redid a wall like the Vietnam War Memorial, 465 feet long, 58,000 names, if you made the same basic wall, but had to put 60 million names on it, it would be about 65 miles long. That was from Kernersville, which is over west of here, all the way over to Durham, North Carolina. Look on a map. And you go, wow, that's a long wall. That's right, because that's how much room it takes to put 60 million names on there. What do you think about K-Love refusing to run unplanned ads because it's, quote-unquote, too political? 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling in. Kathy, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. But I am disappointed about K-Love, but I have to tell you, I'm not surprised. I think I came to a real hard realization several years ago. Just because someone says they're Christian does not necessarily believe that we should stand against abortion. Matter of fact, I was at an abortion facility in Raleigh yesterday, and I had a woman pull up at the end of the parking lot and roll down her window, and I said, good morning, ma'am. Can I help you? Are you here for an abortion or for someone that's having an abortion? And she said, no, I'm here to yell at you. And I said, why are you yelling at me? And she said, you should not be here. She said, this is wrong. It's wrong. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. And what you're doing is wrong. I said, ma'am, we're trying to talk to women going in to abort their children. We're trying to save lives. And she said, I don't care what you're doing. She said, I feel for those women in there, but this is not the way to do it. So we have to realize that just because someone claims to be a Christian does not necessarily mean that they are pro-life, at least pro-life enough to stand up for the unborn.
That's right.
And that's the sad reality.
It's such a sad reality. Well, Kathy, thank you for your work out there. Thank you for being faithful to the cause and being willing to go out there and subject yourselves to that. It's all in the name of Christ. That's the deal. And you will be blessed uniquely. Amen. Thank you, Kathy. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. See, and there you go. So, and I'm not picking on the Catholic Church, although I am a little. I'm a Catholic. You shouldn't be out here. I mean, I would love that conversation. Tee me up. I said, you're a Catholic, ma'am. Okay, so you're a Christ follower. Can you please back up for me your position as a Christ follower, like biblically in the Bible? Can you show me from a biblical perspective, from a Catholic perspective, even if you want to use the catechism, do it. I'm down with that. I'll go there with you. Or the Bible itself. Can you please, since you tell me you're a Christian and a Catholic, please back up for me your position that we shouldn't be here, that what we're doing is wrong. Please. I'm really interested to hear that. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm waiting because that's what would happen. She wouldn't be able to do it. You know, and again, remember this. This is a really important gospel opportunity and a life opportunity as well. Primarily a gospel opportunity. When people say, I'm a Christian too. Don't just take that false sense of security and take yourself off the plate, off the batter's plate. You have to love people, love God, and love people enough to ask the follow-up question. Oh, really? That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Can I ask you maybe a strange question? Why do you consider yourself a Christian? I know that sounds kind of weird, but you know, a lot of Americans say they're Christians, and I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just curious what you base that on, because I grew up, I didn't actually become a biblical Christian, a born-again Christian, until I was 28, but I grew up in the church, so I grew up in it, would have told you I was a Christian, but I wasn't, because I wasn't a biblical Christian. So I'm just curious, and you'll find out real quick whether they actually know the gospel or not. But you got to ask. Say, I'm pro-life. Oh, awesome. Praise God. What are you doing with that? You got to ask that. Go back to James. Show me your faith by what you say. I'll show you my faith by what I do. Let's go to Stephanie, who's calling in from our Truth Radio affiliate out in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hi, you too. Nice to talk to you. So I think everybody's being really nice and giving Caleb the benefit of the doubt. I'm a little more critical. I've always noticed that the genres that they play, the music that they play, just in my research alone of a lot of these groups that they play, they're not even Christian, first of all. They're professional musicians playing a genre for money. And I've researched that, so I feel entitled to say it. And then as far as their stand on not, wanting to advertise for, something so important for Christians. It reminds me of more of, sheep in wolves' clothing of a thing. End days church, being led astray, ear tickling type of a thing. And I don't consider them Christian at all.
Yeah, well, that's a powerful point to make, Stephanie, and I appreciate you making it, because you have to be a fruit inspector. We're not talking about unbiblical judgmentalism here. We're talking about judging righteously, which is what Jesus calls us to, and you find that specifically right on the heels of do not judge is judge righteously. But, Stephanie, I think it's a powerful point. Thanks so much for calling in and making it today.
God bless you. Thanks.
You too. I appreciate that. Let's go to Robert, who's calling in back here in Durham, North Carolina. Robert, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. I just had two quick comments about it. First, I support Kayla financially, and I'm a small business owner. And my two points are, one, just that the right way for Kayla to handle this would be to request a positive, encouraging, non-political ad that they could play. So it still supports it, but doesn't have quite the dramatic tone that the other advertisements I've heard have. The other comment I had was just, Kayla seems to want to straddle the believers and unbelievers and funnel people in. They're sort of like the seeker-sensitive station. And the trick about that is that what you save people with, you save them to. When you're calling somebody in, you got to call them to the whole truth, where they're only saved to the part you call them to. When they hit the whole truth, they lose it. They fail.
Yeah, great point, Robert. I'm up against the end of the show, but that's a great point. Thanks so much for calling in. God bless you. All right. And there you go. Some great points. Get a hold of K-Love. call them right now, okay? 800-877-5600. 800-877-5600. You need to call K-Love out. We'll be right back on Monday.